T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Wednesday morning as we broadcast from Villanova and the Pavilion, home today of WIP's Full Court Frenzy. We will have a bonanza of basketball today where you can literally shoot and win here on the court at the Pavilion. Now, you got to be here in order to win. Of course, if you're not able to be here, please sit back and listen and enjoy over what we hope will be an enjoyable next 4 hours as we have our own version of madness. We'll talk to a lot of notables that'll be here, as a bunch of local celebs, athletes, former Big Five stars, and the like will be participating in shooting contests. So we'll have some fun with that. But wow, do we have a lot of other stuff to get into as well. Jeffrey Lurie and Nick Sirianni speaking yesterday. Obviously, most notably Lurie, because we hadn't heard from him in a year. Flyers get a point last night. That's good. Now it's an OT loss, but it's a point. So I guess you take it for now. 9 games to go. Sixers play James Harden tonight. If you didn't know, Harden's in town, and Harden plays against the Sixers tonight. And, oh, by the way, opening day for the Phils is tomorrow. So, needless to say, loaded for bear and ready to roll with you on the phone lines today at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hello.
Your skull never stops growing.
Well, yours doesn't.
Barry Bonds' doesn't.
The skull, and it's not the only bone that has a positive correlation with age. Human hips also continue to widen as the decades pass.
Well,
skull and hips, Joe.
Well,
skull
and hips make sense, evolutionary, I would speak. Yeah. You know?
I just want to say,
I don't know. Why does it make sense that my skull continues to grow? It was already gigantic.
To fit that
I'm
big
not
brain.
Happy
you
about
got that
this
big
news.
Brain, John. Come
okay,
on.
Okay, great, great.
Can I start singing the My Neck, My Back song?
No, please don't.
Is that appropriate or is that not appropriate? As Ava Grant starts dancing here. All right, come on out to Nova if you can. Next 4 hours, we'll crown a couple champions. Obviously, I'll be at least one of them. Well, probably not. I play Harold Jensen in the second round. I play N'Kobe Dean in the first round, so it's not looking too good for me, but we'll have some fun and we'll yuck it up. Look, we'll also get into the Lurie press conference. I mean, Sirianni, sure, but Lurie was the big thing yesterday. We hadn't heard from him in a long time, and, you know, we'll play the audio as we move through the show, and we'll ask you at a very basic level your reaction to Jeffrey Lurie's press conference yesterday. What stood out to you? Yeah, what you made of his justification to bring Sirianni back as the head coach, and did he sell you on that decision? Now, before we go any further, let's listen to what Lurie said about the decision to retain Nick Sirianni, in his own words. Here's Jeffrey Lurie yesterday on that decision.
What went into the process of deciding to retain or not Nick?
Right. We go through a very, very intensive process after every single season. This season was no different. Extremely disappointing ending to the season, the last 5-6 games. Extremely disappointing to me, very frustrating for all of us. But what we do is, and I insist on this, is there's no recency bias, there's no latency bias, there's no bias. Take a very hard look at exactly what the entire season looked at, what the entire history has been over the last few years for our organization, for our team, and listen. You know, I do a lot of listening. I ask a lot of questions. I listen to players, I listen to coaches, I listen to our personnel people, and once, you know, one can assess and meet with Howie, with Nick, go through a lot of details and a lot of plans and a lot of philosophies, it was very easy to be very, very encouraged of where we're at and where we're going forward.
Very easy to be very encouraged. Look, here's the thing. Lurie, I think, is a great owner. I think, you know, obviously Ed Snyder for many years was the best owner of Philly sports. Lurie, I think, has pretty clearly grabbed that mantle, although to Middleton's credit, he's a heck of an owner as well. The reality is, while you got some blood there from Lurie with, you know, extremely disappointing, I think the main thing that stood out to me, and I'm curious where everyone stands on this, you know, you listen to the whole thing. I didn't feel in the press conference like Lurie met the moment. Again, this is his first time speaking since a 10-1 team turned into a team that went, was it 1-6 down the stretch or 1-7?
1-6.
1-6.
Including the playoff game, 1-6. I just didn't feel like Lurie met the moment to express enough, I don't know how to put it, pain?
Remorse?
Like, I wanted, regret. I wanted blood spilled. Like, I wanted him to, I don't want to say bleed out. I mean, that's a little extreme, but it just felt to me, honestly, a little flat. A little like, all right, it's 2 months ago, nothing to see here, no big deal. And it's like, you know, dude, I know you're trying to turn the page, and I get it. There's been some exciting moves lately, and Saquon obviously the most exciting. But it didn't feel to me like Lurie captured the moment of how disastrous the end of the season was and how I wanted to hear that in greater detail from the owner. Now, I don't know, John, where you stand on everyone at 215-592-9494. Because, again, we'll ask you this question. Your main takeaway from what Lurie said yesterday, his justification for keeping Sirianni, and just what you made of the whole thing.
My main takeaway is that as soon as we see trouble, Nick Sirianni is very likely on the hot seat, going out the door.
Even though Lurie did not go there, because he very much did not go there.
Yesterday, he was asked to go there by Elliott. Right. He did not go there. What he said, my gosh, I mean, I wrote it in my notes. Asked about Elliott, about Nick's job security. There's no coach who's not feeling pressure to perform. He's shown all the ingredients to have outstanding success. Then he was so thrown off by this, he went into our roster development. Howie, and then he caught himself. Well, you didn't ask about it, but he's extremely analytical and self-critical. Then he started going into Howie's stuff. He meandered into talking about his scouting support staff. Like, I'm positive Howie doesn't have to worry about his job. I'm not positive Nick Sirianni shouldn't worry about his. But just based on that answer alone, that was damning.
Well, so did that answer, John, I agree with you. Like, I definitely think Sirianni's one season away, one bad season or one mediocre season away from getting canned. There's some that think it could happen earlier. So do you expect Lurie in that moment to speak to that? I mean, I think the strongest Lurie ever went there. If you go back prior to Andy's last season, Lurie had a declaration. I can't quote it verbatim, but it was, and James, you'll remember this.
It was strong.
Yep. About how Andy Reid had a win in 2012, or like, he won't get me back.
It was shocking. Though we knew it, it was shocking to hear him say it in the moment.
Is it inappropriate? Like, it resonated with me. Like, I wanted to hear a little bit more of that yesterday from the Eagles owner, but
Do you think he could handle that? If you're Jeffrey Lurie, it's been a trying offseason. If you're Nick Sirianni, I do believe, and this is another thing we can get into, the reason he's not fired is because his ego is at zero. You know, he was given the opportunity to protest at some point, and maybe that's where that 9 days, the lost 9 days is, where they were discussing all this. But Doug Peterson, he doth protested when they said, hey, we want to go a different direction with your offensive and defensive coordinators. It's clear that, you know, Nick did not put up that same
point. Well, I'll tell you another thing clear from yesterday's press conference. And again, we'll play the audio as we move through the show a ton here. But of course, 215-592-9494 for you to weigh in. I thought Lurie yesterday, look, his justification for keeping Sirianni is a good one if it was truly the fault of the coordinators, if it was truly the fault of Howie with the defensive personnel, if it was truly the fault of Jalen Hurts and or any sort of relationship kind of thing and leadership kind of thing. If it ends there, okay, I get it. I mean, Sirianni's your guy. It just struck me like Sirianni kind of honestly got off the hook yesterday from culpability as publicly stated by the owner. I mean, again, I've used this phrase before. I'll say it again. That playoff game, dead upon arrival. I mean, I told you the week before the game, I told you in the days leading up to the game, I tremendously did not expect the Eagles to win that game. How they were favored, I thought people nationally were bozos. I thought the Eagles were dead and done. I mostly felt it before the Giants game, but by the time you saw the Giants game, and it's 27-0 in the first half, it's like I'm expecting an Eagles team to win a playoff game. Like, there was something so off with the end of that season, and it didn't feel like the owner captured that. Now, James, should he?
Look,
should he bleed out a little bit yesterday? Because that's what I wanted to hear.
He should have, but he was never going to. Like, he was never. He said exactly what I expected him to say across the board. You asked me yesterday on the show, is he going to admit to even considering firing Nick? I was like, absolutely not. There's no way he's going to say that. He brought him back. And I think in Jeffrey's mind, we are far enough away from the end of the season, and we've got moves, and we've got Saquon. Then in his mind, he's like, I'm just going to go out and be like, we're good. Let's move forward.
You like that?
It's about move. No, I wanted a little more. And again, I don't know if I needed as much play as you because I didn't expect him to ever really go in on Sirianni. But I would have appreciated a little more like of a dour expression,
they
maybe.
Went
or
in
a little
on
more
Sirianni.
Like, man, this really sucked. Like, I get it, guys.
From what but I understand, they've stripped Sirianni of his offensive, you know, job description, right?
Sure.
So they did sort of go in on him.
If they actually did, which we still don't totally know.
I think we know.
I don't know. Here's the problem with
that. The way
on
he talked
hand,
yesterday,
yes, does Sirianni get to weigh in? It's a Wednesday. They play a game on a Sunday. Does Sirianni get to weigh in on
and
game plan yesterday? Of course he does.
He will. Of course,
course
he does. Of course he will. That's all that he did. That was his job as the offensive coordinator. That's what he loved.
Because otherwise, what is he doing?
He told us he loved
making
the
sure people
most about football.
Yeah, I mean, is he just
designing game plans, installing game plans? That's what he believes is his greatest strength. There's no way he's going to sit on his hands in the corner. And by the way, when we were 10-1, this is Jeffrey Lurie yesterday. When we were 10-1, I wasn't sure why we'd won the game, but we had. Why? Doesn't that count against Nick Sirianni more? That should count more. I'd like to hear why he gets off scot-free for that part.
Well,
it doesn't feel like those 10 wins were all deserved.
Especially when he kept mentioning the record, and he's like, "Are we going to judge the great, you know, 2.5 right. years or the bad half a season?" It's like maybe it was 2 good years, 1 great year, and 1, like, not as good as we thought at the beginning type year.
Well, and I also think, this gets a little minutia-based, but, I mean, their schedule, if you look at the teams they beat in 2021.
Yeah, it's a great point,
and
Jeff.
You look at the teams they beat in 2022.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there might not have been more than 3 that were above 500. I mean,
no,
teams,
there were actually a lot more
stunk.
Above 500, but they were bad. Like, there were, like, the 13-4 Vikings team that lose to the Giants.
Yeah.
But, no, the Eagles did have – that was what was annoying about it. They had, like, 9 wins over teams with winning records. It was just they were all bad. They were all bad teams.
Yeah. All right, look, we'll take your calls on what stood out to you from Lurie yesterday. Did he meet the moment for you? Did it surprise you in any way? Do you think it's the right approach for an owner to not, you know, sort of, like I said, kind of bleed out there? And
keep it real?
I don't know. Keep it real, whether he's sort of doing the coach dirty or not, like all of that on the table at 215-592-9494, including his justification for keeping Sirianni. Did it resonate with you? I mean, we did a poll at the end of the season when 71% of people told us they thought Sirianni should be canned. I was one of them. Now, Lurie talked yesterday, you know, he came back to that 31-7 record during that 38-game stretch. I mean, guys, let's be real. It's a ridiculously impressive record. Ridiculously impressive. I mean, it would seem almost implausible to fire anybody for any reason after 7 games that follow 31-7. So, look, maybe Lurie's got his head screwed on straight. I think he's a great owner, but some stuff yesterday kind of irked me a bit. Where you stand, let us know. 215-592-9494. It's WIP's Full Court Frenzy. We'll have a lot of shooting contests. You can get involved. Doors open here to the pavilion at 6:30.
You look nervous.
I'm a little nervous.
Well, this is awesome here. We are, like, on Villanova's court right now.
Yeah.
Like, all that's happened on this court. I mean, this is – it feels big right now.
It's huge.
I hope
we're shooting with these real basketballs.
All that's happened here will pale in comparison to the greatness of the hammer.
There he is.
And remember this. When I win, I don't cut down one net. Then I take the ladder to the other end, and I cut them both down.
When you win what? Are you going for a first round victory?
I'm going
this
for
year,
the win.
You're going to hang your hat on that?
I'm going for the win in the free throw contest. All right, we'll have some fun. Come on out if you can. Shooters, you got to be here to shoot. You got to be here to win. Doors open at 6:30. 215-592-9494. Jota Cameron, John Ritchie from The Pavilion. It's WIP's Full Court Frenzy on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, it sure is WIP's Full Court Frenzy, something that we anticipate doing once a year. Did it last year. Didn't have that name. As the name now, hopefully will for years to come. Let me just set the stage for you, what's up ahead, then we'll get right to the folks. So we are broadcasting from Villanova. Now, reminder, this is all designed to help raise a lot of money for Coaches Versus Cancer's efforts through the American Cancer Society for the fight against cancer. So you can make a direct donation at any point today at this website. Please do if you get the chance, phillycvc.org. That's phillycvc.org. As soon as you go to the website, you'll see a direct donation button. Very easy to do. So, you know, if you can, please do. 6:30, the doors open here to the Pavilion. So, obviously, we expect a, you know, good crew streaming in later on in the day. Please come if you're able, especially if you're in the area. 7 o'clock, half-court shot will begin. They're about 7 o'clock. I know, John, you and James will both be in the half-court shot.
We sure will.
So, yep. We look forward to seeing how you do.
We tried to practice before the show.
I'm just going to say I am not going to hit the half court shot, but I will participate in that.
What happens if nobody does?
Someone will.
If Dan Wilson plays, he'll hit it. He hit like 5 this morning. It's unbelievable.
We'll see. So half court shot around 7, big game and knockout. It's a fun free throw shooting game, but then it involves more than just free throws. That's at 8 o'clock, and then around 8:40 today, maybe 8:30, somewhere in that range, a big free throw shooting contest that will involve a lot of notable local celebs, big 5 players, broadcasters and the like, and we look forward to that. So come on out. We should have, and of course, some interviews as the various celebs get here. We'll have some fun talking to them through the show. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's kick it off with Greg calling from Newcastle. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Greg.
Listen, yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, Joe was talking about it. He was worried about that we never found out what truly went wrong with the Eagles, and that was his concern with this offseason.
Or next season. Yeah, exactly. Same concept. Did they solve what the problem was? Yeah.
Right. My biggest fear, and if you guys recall, after the 49ers game, I don't know if it was Bosa or it was one of those guys made a comment that said they laid out the groundwork for how to beat the Eagles, and if Dallas doesn't follow it, they're stupid.
It was Bosa.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. After that, we went into a tailspin, and it seemed like they kept forcing Jalen Hurts out to the left, and he was ineffective. What do you guys think about that? That's my biggest fear. Hopefully, replacing the coordinator's help, but my biggest fear is that it's our quarterback.
Well, remember, the way that they were playing it, they weren't even going for sacks at times. You had Bosa coming up the field and just contain rushing. They were doing right. Everything they could to be disciplined and gap secure and stay in their lanes. And, yeah, I do think that creates problems when you've got a quarterback who can escape anytime you create a breakdown in those lanes. We need to be – just like they always say, they need to do what they do better. Our offense needs to mind their P's and Q's and take advantage of any lane we get, and we didn't.
Look, Greg, the good news is the Eagles are clearly on offense going to try some different things next year. They need to. They need to have a counterpunch to defense's counterpunches. So we'll see how effective Hurts and the Eagles players can be in that regard, Hurts in particular. Kellen Moore, to an extent, is a schemer. And hopefully it looks different, and hopefully it is different. If it's not, then we got a big old problem. Because then you got a major quarterback issue, and let's hope that's not the case. But I wonder. I wonder if it is.
I feel as though if they do what they should with this back, with Saquon back there, you start with the run game and it sets up the play action and everything else. It feels more logical than what we saw last year.
It helps, but a quarterback
felt very willy-nilly at times.
Quarterback still has to be quarterback, though. Quarterback
yeah,
still
he
has
needs to play better, and they've acknowledged that without directly saying it. I think everyone is very aware.
I think they are too, by the way. I think the Eagles, look, they're not, the press is not going to say we're concerned about Jalen. But I think they're concerned about Jalen? I do. I do believe that. 215.
Take another step.
592-9494. By the way, when you call in today, you can win. Of course, tomorrow's opening day for the Phils, unless it happens Friday if there's the rain out. We'll see. We'll see the status of that as we move through today into tomorrow. But you can also win tickets to the April 3rd game. We're going to a Phillies Reds game. April 3rd. Now, when I say we, I mean our show after our program. It's a 105 start, Phillies and Reds, second week, if you will, about a week into the season or such. You can win the tickets here. You can also purchase them, of course. Phillies tickets always available at phillies.com. Here's the deal as we look to give away the tickets today. I'll give you a double rationale for this. I'm looking for who or what owns something once a year. Now, let me be clear. WIP does not yet own this day with WIP's Full Court Frenzy. But hopefully if we have a successful day and people enjoy it, a lot of people get out here, let's say, oh, yeah, let's do that again next year. And hopefully it becomes an annual and this is a thing. I'll tell you who definitely owns something. She definitely owns something. Is Mariah Carey, whose birthday it is today, turning 55.
Wow.
For Mariah Carey. Yeah, 55 for Mariah Carey. So, you know, the whole Christmas thing, I mean, her big song, All I Want for Christmas is John Ritchie, has, I mean, it's obviously.
Cut that audio for me, please.
It's obviously the song that gets played the most on the radio. And it's a little irritating to me because it's a great song. I think it got beat into the ground by DJs to overplay it. It's a little bit like the Yankees Red Sox thing. It's like, all right, enough. You can be great, but I don't need every frickin' Yankees-Red Sox game on national TV and Sunday Night Baseball. That's how I feel about that song. But look, to her credit, she
says
came up
the guy who watches the Hallmark movies over and over every year.
I'm selective.
Good call.
I am selective in what I do. All right, here's the deal. Who or what owns something once a year? It can be for a day. It can be for like a stretch of days. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of companies. There's a lot of entities out there that, like, they just kind of dominate for a stretch. Maybe it's an hour, maybe it's 24 hours, maybe it's a week. John, you got first crack at it. Best answer by everyone listening right now, 215-592-9494. Whoever provides the best answer is going to win those Phillies tickets, and you can join us at the game on April 3rd. John, who or what owns something once a year?
Everyone who's tried and failed to make the lightsaber noise, vroom, vroom, vroom. Everyone who knows that there's a little handle on the inside of Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader's arm that you can retract a plastic lightsaber from his arm, you got May the 4th.
Nicely done.
We have May the 4th.
There you go. You are. I love it, too. Man, you take it a little far sometimes.
A lot far.
Seltzer, who or what owns something?
All right, this isn't a winning answer, but it's a fun one. We're doing a WIP event, right? So hopefully this is going to own a day a year. Jason Kelce, not just owning me, but owns a day a year at the Shore.
Oh, yeah.
He owns that day. That is one of the coolest things we've done. It was so much fun, and he personally owned me that day.
Yeah.
So sure shout out to Kelce.
Unless Taylor Swift shows up this summer.
Oh,
then,
good point.
And then she'll own it.
I think she'll own
then
it.
Then it's a whole different
point,
battle.
Joe, yes.
All right, Devin, who or what owns something once a year?
Probably not a winning answer, but I'm going to go with the Met Gala in the first Monday in May.
That's a good answer.
The Met Gala it is. Rhea, give me an answer. What do you got?
Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
But so New Orleans owns a day?
That is a big answer right
answer,
there. Yeah. I mean, look, there's a lot of ways to go, and I'm curious where you stand at 215-592-9494. I mean, I'll go, and I'll even go in the past because it can be current or in the past. I mean, Dick Clark with New Year's Eve was just a staple.
He still owns it. They call it Dick Clark, right? Let's be honest.
The guy is dead, and it's Dick Clark rocking New Year's Eve.
Can you own it more?
That's pretty impressive. All right, who or what owns something once a year? Give us great answers. Best answer by the end of the show, whoever provides it, will join us at the Phillies game on April 3rd. 215-592-9494. Coming up, what Jeffrey Lurie said about Hassan Reddick, and that obviously ongoing situation. We'll get to that. We'll rock all the calls on all the topics. And, again, doors about to open at the Pavilion. So come on out for WIP's big, you know, full-court frenzy here today. And you can participate, but you got to be here, obviously, to do so. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Not to mention, there's an old nemesis back in town. We'll tell you about that up ahead next on 94 WIP. Hey, isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. So how about you start with PI Dental Center and their decades of experience in complex dental treatment? You know, I've been a patient at PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center, located in Fort Washington, are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. So get yourself to PI Dental Center and start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Whether you have a big issue that requires immediate attention or currently no problem, but you want year-to-year maintenance and hope to keep it as such, get yourself to PI Dental Center. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com, to request your new patient evaluation. Come on out to WIP's Full Court Frenzy, going on now. I mean, the actual shooting will start during the 7 o'clock hour. And who will be here today? Well, how about Mike Quick shooting? How about Mike Vreeswijk? How about N'Kobe Dean and Harold Jensen and Mark Zoller and Ashley Howard and all sorts of notables from Big Five times, broadcasting people like Michael Barkan, a lot of the great women's players from the Big Five through the years. It's going to be a great, great crew we get out here today, so please come on out if you get a chance, and if no other reason, get to see Jack Fritz make a, you know.
Well, what did we get?
Joker of himself.
Joe, we got a text from Jack last night, didn't we?
We did.
Jack's been practicing.
Well, he's a little boastful.
A little full of himself. He said Pat Carroll's in trouble, is what he said.
Yeah. I think that is not accurate. All right. So speaking of hoops, we would be remiss 36 minutes into the show if we went to a 37th minute without mentioning this name, James Harden. So I know a lot of people have been a little sleepy on the Sixers lately, rightfully so. It's been brutal. It hasn't been fun. As we've said many times over the last now really 2 months, they are a tough watch. They also, though, tonight will host James Harden for the first time since he was traded. And let's remember, this is for the first time since he refused to play for the 76ers and really hurt the Sixers season dramatically because, you know, while getting 2 first-round draft picks back is nice for the future, the reality is James Harden's decision to take his ball and go elsewhere or to take his ball and go home until they traded him, it really, 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 really hurt the Sixers this year. And any combination of what they got, Robert Covington, Nicholas Batum, whatever was in that freaking trade, you know, while James Harden's not the old James Harden top five player in the league, he's still a good player. He's helped the Clippers. They actually might win the title. They're certainly going to compete for it. And so it's really aggravating that tonight he's in town, but gives us a chance to voice our displeasure. John, first crack at it. Like, I want everyone to think in this term today, 215-592-9494, as you wake up and experience the next 3.5 hours with us.
Yeah.
Imagine a scenario. It theoretically could happen. Imagine a scenario where James Harden is listening to WIP. I mean, he's in town.
He's still up.
He's probably maybe he's still up. Yeah, right. Maybe
he had to frequent the old haunts last night.
He hasn't gotten his afternoon nap yet before the game. So imagine a scenario that James Harden is awake and James Harden is listening. 215-592-9494. What would you want to hear? What would you want to have him hear you say? John, first crack.
James Harden, you got off so easy here in Philadelphia, and I can't believe it's just been so, you know, haphazard. Hey, you depart and it's out of sight, out of mind. We despised everything that you represented, and now's our chance to remind you. I think you've gotten off far too easy. I can't believe the way this has just sort of dissipated.
By the way, too many
once
times
again, James Harden does
Brooklyn,
it again
here. Yeah.
Does it again. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, yep, that's James Harden. And then I watch him out there. I mean, there's no conscience. There's no guilt. There's nothing weighing on this guy. He's out there doing, you know, whatever, for a lot, millions upon millions, hundreds upon millions upon hundreds of millions. And the guy's a total loser. We need to let him know he doesn't hear it enough.
All right, Rhea, I've been looking for it all day to your answer. If James Harden is listening, you want to say what?
You have completely ruined your legacy. I mean, at one point in his career, I thought he was one of the greatest players ever. He's a joke. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just everywhere. I mean, it's the epitome of a child who's a grown-up take my ball and go elsewhere. I mean, at one point I loved watching him play. And I was really happy when the Sixers got him. But what he did, he and Embiid, in that Game 7 will forever tarnish his legacy for me.
Well, look, it's a great answer. And we'll hear your answers at 215-592-9494. What do you want to say about Harden? By the way, we also have today's Twitter poll question of the day, a Harden-related question. It's really irritating. I mean, his team's probably going to beat the Sixers tonight. They'll probably smoke them.
Sixers beat them a few days
ago.
They
did, but that ain't going
to happen.
And
he refused to speak to the media after, which is lame.
Shocking.
He's a bum.
Can I say something?
Yes, well, Wector, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Dribble, 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 fat. Dribble, dribble,
nicely
dribble.
Nicely done, Joe.
Look at her. Look at Wector weighing in. All right, today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's truck season in Armin. Available 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all new light-duty Armin Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, who do you dislike more? James Harden, Ben Simmons. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP.
Real Sophie's choice right there.
We'll see where the votes go on that one. All right, let's go to the phones. Phil's tomorrow, Full Court Frenzy today, Harden tonight, Lurie yesterday, Sirianni yesterday. What do you make of it all? Andrew in Havertown. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, John.
What's up, Andrew?
Who's representing LaSalle today, Joe?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Who's representing LaSalle today?
Representing LaSalle today is Jaron Reed from she's a lady explorer, and it was going to be L Train, but he had a scheduling conflict. Unfortunate, can't be here, and hopes to be here, of course, next year.
Well, I hope LaSalle wins either way.
There you go.
So go Explorers. Yesterday's conference with Jeffrey Lurie was nothing short of just, you know, again, him covering his essentially what happened from the time that he left that game in Tampa to go buy a yacht. And I guess he maybe sees a new worldview of how his team performed. But if I were him, and considering what he said about Kansas City and what San Francisco overcame, I would have dragged him on the carpet a little bit, especially for Sirianni, who, you know, imploded this team from a 10-1 team, but we all thought we're going to go and play in a Super Bowl, to a team that got embarrassed on Monday Night Football. And I don't understand how you can have any confidence in your head coach where you have to hire a guy who, you know, again, coming from two organizations where, okay, they had a decent offense, but nothing really intuitive or ingenuitive. It was something for which, you know, you bring in these guys who had some success, but you can't rely on your head coach to be an offensive, you know, mastermind. And now the confidence that you continue to have in him, considering now you have a quarterback you paid, you know, $250,000 to, you have a roster that, you know, we all expect to perform at a high level, but I don't have a guy who's steering my ship who I can trust, who can take a team from, you know, 10-1 and
wait, okay, Andrew, let me say this. So you might be right, okay? And obviously I thought Sirianni should be canned.
It's my greatest fear.
And I said that. But Andrew, I will say this. I think we all have tremendous respect for Jason Kelsey. I was repeatedly struck, and I don't think it was just player talk to be a good guy to the head coach. I really believe that Kelsey really believes that Sirianni's really good.
And I believe it's possible that he's really good at saying convincingly that he believes in his coach, even if he doesn't completely believe in his coach.
I don't buy that.
Even if he doesn't realize it, I think as a player, you say the right thing. Jason Kelsey, we've heard him say the right thing forever. That's just what he does, Joe.
But he went really far to defend Sirianni.
I get it.
Like, there's an
He's
answer.
He's really good at defending Sirianni. I believe that's what you're witnessing.
He's genuine, though.
I agree with James.
Go that far to not, like, at what point has Jason Kelsey not been genuine with us?
He's always genuine,
as he can be and all that. Yes. Like, I could see him defending Nick in a way where it's like the Pat type of thing. But he did. He was effusive. About
he was.
It, you know,
Andrew, give me a big answer. Who or what owns something once a year?
So it happens every July 1st. This man collects a paycheck from the New York
Mets,
and I'm going to go with Bobby Bonilla.
That's a great answer.
You got it, man.
That is a really
what
clever
did he say, James?
Bobby Bonilla.
Bobby
July
Bonilla.
1st
yeah.
every year.
How many more years?
I think it's like 4 or 5, something like that, right?
I thought it was like 2035.
It might be 10.
It's a good answer.
Yeah.
In line with what he was talking about there, you know what? Someone should have asked Nick, in 2023, last year, you talked about when the process doesn't carry you through. Yesterday, you touched on what happens when the process doesn't carry you through. Remember when he said repeatedly, I know when things aren't going well, we're going to double down on what we do know. All right. Last year felt like you were doubling down on what you did know, because that's what you told us you did when hard times struck and you lost 6 of 7 games. Well, you didn't have the answers. You know, when you double down on what you know and you find out you don't know enough, what do you do then? And I think we got the answer. They go out and try to hire new people who know different stuff, who know more, who know better,
John,
how to fix it. Like, that's not Nick. It's you're going outside.
Well, clearly.
Yeah, you're outsourcing.
Here's
don't like the feel of that.
Well, I don't mind that. Here's what I mind the most. Here's what I mind the most as it relates to Sirianni last year, and you were just touching on it 30 seconds or so ago, that he did not prevent the train crash.
Right.
At the end of the year.
Right.
Like, it was
and
so
I'm
obvious.
Positive he didn't know how to stop it.
It was like you had two trains coming at each other, but they were like a mile away, and then they were half a mile away, and then they were a quarter a mile away. And we're doing show after
Which
show on WIP
so
saying, hey, stop the trains.
Yes.
Change the track. You know, like, do something different. Run a different play.
But he didn't.
And he did. It's like he didn't have it in his bag.
He's paralyzed.
To do something different. Yeah. And that is, to me, the most concerning thing with Sirianni.
Yes.
Because I find that inexplicable.
Because
that
doesn't have – my worry is that his bag isn't quite spacious enough, that he doesn't have enough in the bag.
I worry that, too.
And that's why you got to go outside and outsource and hire a new offensive and defensive coordinator.
All right, let's get to Malik right now. Of course, your reaction, 215-592-9494. Plus, what would you like to say to James Harden if he's listening to us today? And also, who or what owns something once a year? The best answer by the end of the show is going to win the Phillies tickets. We'll all hang together April 3rd at the Phils-Reds game. Let's talk to Malik right now. Good morning, Malik.
Good morning, fellas.
What's up, Malik?
I gotta be honest. I'm looking forward to tomorrow or Friday, whenever it happens. Hopefully it happens on schedule. But, man, I really hope that the Phillies hit the ground running. I don't want to sit through another March, April, half May, till they say, oh, yeah, we're actually playing baseball, for them to wake up. I want them to hit the ground running, because if you really care about winning a championship, you shouldn't be, you know, anywhere but in neck and neck with the top team, which is your real rival, Atlanta Braves.
So I'll disagree with you on one thing, Malik. This is weird to say, because we value the championship more than the division. I think you put the wrong word in there. I think you can win a championship with a bad start. I don't think they'll win a division with a bad start.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because the Braves are going to win their 95 to 104 games. That's what they do. And the Phillies are not going to win the division if they get off to another ridiculous 21-29. I mean, it is so unbelievable that the Phillies were 21-29 and 22-29 in back-to-back years. It's ridiculous. And by the way, Malik, I don't think it'll happen.
No, I don't think it'll happen either. And I'm positive they're doing everything in their power to prevent it from happening. Like, that is one of their focuses down there at spring training, to prevent the slow starts of the last couple seasons.
Well, again, I'm not saying right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm just saying to you that if you really realize that chasing the Atlanta Braves versus you've seen in the playoffs that they crack under pressure. Guess what? The closer you are to them, the more pressure you put on them, the more that you've already seen pressure makes them have that problem with breathing, and they start choking, and they choke in the playoffs. It's a known fact.
So Malik, I don't think – I'm not assuming that we automatically lose the division. I think we have a chance to beat the Braves.
I agree with John.
It's not a foregone conclusion that we're just automatically going to lose because we lost by 14 games last year and we lost big the year before. I believe this team is good enough to beat the Braves.
By the way, Malik, the irony to your call is there are many that would say the Phillies choked last year in October, for what it's worth. All right, Malik, give me an answer. Who or what owns something once a year?
I would say the NFL with the Super Bowl. They own
Holy mackerel.
That's a big answer.
Holy mackerel.
I was going to take it, and I said, no, that's a haymaker.
Wow. NFL Super Bowl Sunday. Big big answer right there. Speaking of answers, we got an answer from Jeffrey Lurie yesterday, his perspective on the Hassan Reddick situation. Obviously an ongoing, I don't know, dilemma, whatever you want to call it, for the Eagles. Here's Lurie yesterday, his perspective on Reddick.
What are your thoughts right now on Hassan's situation?
You know, I really wouldn't want to talk about any player, no matter who, under contract to our team or another team, and I'll let that play itself out. We don't have any games for, what, 5 more months? That'll play itself out. He's, by the way, a terrific player, great person, great background in Philadelphia, and I just see it'll play itself out in a very good way.
Look, the end is nice to hear. Most of it, to me, is a non-answer. Now, he says in a good way at the end. I mean, here's the way I look at it. He's probably gone, and I'll say this reason is my main reason why. If they were going to have a restructured contract, whether it's for 1 year to bump his pay or a new 3-year deal, John, don't you feel like it would have already gotten done? I mean, they've been negotiating. They haven't agreed to terms. Mm. So my assumption, I put my assumption hat on, is they won't agree to terms, and therefore he'll be traded.
Jeez, I mean, I have no idea how to speculate on this one. I know that he's due $14.5 million this year, and that is cheap. That is next to nothing for his kind of production. Double-digit sacks the last couple of years. You just don't find that sort of edge pressure for this cheap, which is why I thought he would be instantaneously gone as soon as he was allowed to test the market. We know that he wants to be here. They certainly are a better defense.
Hold on,
when
do we actually
here.
Know that? Do
he
we
hasn't spoken.
Do we know? Because John, I don't know.
I'm
that.
Assuming. I don't. I'm making an assumption.
I tend to think so too, but I also know he seemed really frustrated at the end of the year.
He was really frustrated before the season even started.
Well,
remember that?
Yes.
That was a big question. Is he going to hold out before it starts?
Right.
And he didn't. And we thought, oh man, maybe he made a mistake.
He
there.
May feel. He may feel. And again, speculation. May. He may feel that he's been done wrong, and
he feels that way.
And he's ready to just move on. Like, I am convinced.
I don't think he's to that point.
Well,
I think he feels as though, yeah, it's a business, and they have taken advantage
look,
of the
Look, my gut feeling tells me Saquon came here,
mm-hmm.
in part, to stick it to the Giants. Sometimes you want to, you know, when you feel you've been done wrong, you want to take it to the next level. Saquon, I think, wanted to be in the division. Look, I'm sure the Eagles had one of the best offers. Did they have the best offer? I don't know. I could see a scenario where Reddick doesn't want to be here because he doesn't feel they did him right over the last year, and he doesn't feel that the offer he wants is going to be forthcoming, and he, in his mind, is, I'm ready to move on.
Yeah, the problem is he is here.
Well, he is here.
The problem is he is under here. Contract here.
All right,
for $14.5 million
and
a $1 million bonus that will be paid by whatever team he's on, and they keep pushing that due date back.
All right, what you make of the answer and the issue related to Reddick, and again, the main thing, obviously, Sirianni's justification for keeping Sirianni and what he said about that. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, we have a presentation to make. What that's about, we'll tell you next. And Saquon Barkley with an interesting comment to Jason Kelce. What he said, you'll hear that. And we'll get the shooting going pretty soon here. It's WIP, it's Full Court Frenzy, and it's your opportunity to weigh in. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from the Pavilion at Villanova on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.